Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Gimel Omid Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're in the middle of Siman Reish Samach Aleph. And yesterday we were talking about the Zmanim, the times of Shkia, Bein HaShmashos, and Seisa Kochavim. And we went through in great detail the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam and the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. And we also mentioned the Shita of Relezer Mimitz, the Sefer Yireim. And basically these three Shitas are that Shabbos starts at different times according to each Shita. And the Yireim Shita was that Shabbos begins actually 3/4 of a mil, which translates to about 13.5 minutes before the sun sets. The Vilna Gaon Shita, the Shita of the Gonim, as well as many Rishonim, and is the Psak of the Shach, and is the practical Halacha L'maisa for most people, and for everybody, L'chumra, is that Bein HaShmashos begins right after the sun sets. The Shkia begins at the time of the sun setting. For the next 13.5 minutes, there's Bein HaShmashos, and after that, it's Vadei Laila in terms of various halachos. The Shita of Rabbeinu Tam was for the first 3 1/4 mil from the time that the sun begins to set until what we call Sof Shkia, until the sun finishes setting, that is definitely day. And that's a period of time of 58.5 minutes. And the twilight, according to Rabbeinu Tam, only starts at the end of that period of time, what we call Sof Shkia, which is the last 13.5 minutes in our 72-minute period of time, the 4 mil that it takes to go from the beginning of the sun setting until it's definitely Tzeis HaKochavim, according to Rabbeinu Tam. That was Bekitzur Nimrutz, the various shitas that we said yesterday. All agree that you should have some sort of a Tosefa Shabbos before whatever Shita you hold like is twilight, before Bein HaShmashos, you have to have some period of time of Tosefa Shabbos. And that's what we said at the end of yesterday's shir. Rotza Lasoso Kulo Tosefas Osa. If you wish to make that entire period of time before the Bein HaShmashos, before the twilight, you're allowed to. And if you want to make part of it, also allowed. And now we can pick up on the top line of Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, in the middle of the line with the Mechaber. The one thing everybody agrees on is that there must be a period of time that is definitely day, that is Friday day, that you're making into Shabbos. That's to fulfill the mitzvah saseh d'oraisa of Tosefes Shabbos. So according to the Yireim, you'd have to do this before the 3/4 of a mil before the sun sets. According to the Vilna Gaon, you have to do it some period of time before the sun sets. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you have to do it some period of time before the last 13.5 minutes of the Sof Shkia. According to this last Shita, that's what the Mechaber is talking to, is the Mechaber Paskins like that. So the Mechaber says, you can take that first 58.5 minutes prior to Bein HaShmashos, according to Rabbeinu Tam, and you can make all or part of that into Tosefes Shabbos, and you'll be fulfilling this mitzvah seh d'oraisa of Tosefes Shabbos. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot Nachav Beis says, "V'lo sagi b'osaf kosher." We can't just be a second. You can't just have a very, very small amount. El shetzorich kitzas yosur. It has to be a little bit more than a mashu. V'shir ha-Tosefes. How much is the shir Tosefes Shabbos? In Bein HaShmashos b'yachad ola kimar chatzi shoah. When you add it to the Bein HaShmashos, which is 13.5 minutes according to all of the Shitos, when you add this to Tosefes Shabbos, the total should be about a half an hour. And he says, ayin in the bir halacha. If you look in the bir halacha, dibra maskul ezer zman, the Chofetz Chaim tells us, the kotsu ha-poskim, the lo is barer shir min ha-gemara. We don't have an exact amount of time from the Gemara that one needs to do Tosefes Shabbos. And he says, it definitely is less than the shear of 3/4 of a mil to walk, which again would be about 13.5 minutes. If you say it's 18 minutes for a mil, if you say it's 24 minutes for a mil, which is the maximum shear, then it would be about 18 minutes. In the Piskei Tshuvos over here on Daf Kuf Ayin Dalet, where he discusses this, he brings down various shitas that say it's 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, all the way up to a half an hour. That is the shear amongst many of the Achronim and amongst the Poskim, the minimal amounts of shear for Tosefes Shabbos. If we look in Dirshu foot number 28, he brings down Shemosif Shtei Dakos Kode Bein HaShmashos. If you add just 2 minutes before the Bein HaShmashos, which the largest shear, if it was 24 minutes to walk a meal, so then Shloshes Rivei a meal would be 18 minutes. If you add 2 minutes to that, so then you Yotze all the Shitos essentially, including the Yireim. And again, that's where many people get the idea that they accept Shabbos 20 minutes before the sun sets. He brings out from the Irgus Moshe, from Moshe Feinstein's Atzal, Shizmana Tosefis, Hushtei Dakos Kodem Eshkiya, it should be at least 2 minutes before the Shkiya, V'chein Das, Hagon Rishlomo Zalman's Atzal, and Rav Yashiv's Atzal. So they all agree that the minimum amount is 2 minutes. Others he brings down say it's 5 minutes in this paragraph of the Dirshu footnote, and he brings out from Nissen Karolitz, it should be at least 10 minutes. Albeit B'Shas Adchak, Dai B'Chamesh Dakos Kodem Eshkiya. An important question is raised, what about Davni Mincha Bizman Tosefis Shabbos? So Yimlo Kibel Olovitz Kedusha Shabbos, if you didn't fully accept upon yourself Kedusha Shabbos, so then he brings down, the poskim say, Rashoy L'Spalel at Shkia Sechama, then you can still daven Mincha to Shkia Sechama. However, if you fully accept it upon yourself Shabbos, then he says you should not really daven Mincha after that. So a person has to be careful to try to daven Mincha before he really accepts upon himself Shabbos. This is somewhat controversial, there are those that disagree. He brings out from the Shevet Alevi, Sheyesh Mitzvah Saseh L'Kabul Shabbos. A person should actively go and accept Shabbos rather than let Shabbos just come. And Ma'ot Tzarech Iyun Minhagim Shel Elu HaMispalim Mincha B'Zman Bein HaShmashos. And he says, very therefore questionable for people that are davening Mincha Bein HaShmashos, how do they do that? And he's left with the Tzarech Iyun. We've discussed quite a bit about the Shir of Bein HaShmashos, and now the Mechaber goes back and discusses the Shita of Bein HaShmashos. The Mechaber tells us, the Shir's Man Bein HaShmashos, the amount of time that it actually is Bein HaShmashos, Hu Kishloshes Rivei Mil, the amount of time it takes a person to walk 3/4 mil, which we've already said, it takes a person approximately between 18 and 24 minutes to walk a mil, and this is a very important Machlokas in Halacha. Shehem Mahalech Elef Chamesh Mios Amos. This is the amount of time it takes a person to walk 1,500 Amos. Again, a mil is 2,000 Amos, so 3/4 mil is going to be 1,500 Amos. Kodem Alayla. The period of Ben Hashmashos comes right before it's definitely nighttime. Mr. Bruin Sivkot Chav Gimel explains, V'hu Li'erech Rav Ashah. This is approximately 15 minutes. Now, why have I been saying 13.5 minutes? So it depends on which sheet you go by. If you, in fact, say it's an 18-minute mil, takes 18 minutes to walk a mil, so then it's 13.5 minutes. If you say it's a longer period of time, so the maximum would be 24 minutes, would be 18 minutes. So this roughly, Rav Ashah, is in between the 13.5 and the 18 minutes. There are different shitos, so that's why the Mishnah Berurah says it's roughly 15 minutes. The opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber that we've been talking about till now, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, is Das Rabbeinu Tam V'Siyoto. As we've spoke out yesterday, we spoke out already early in today's shir, and now specifically the Mishnah Berurah reminds us that everything that the Mechaber has said over here is going L'shitas Rabbeinu Tam and those that hold like the Rabbeinu Tam. However, Avol Harbe Meharishonim Sirulu, but there are many Rishonim who went through the list yesterday. The Gamma Gro Hiskim Lishitosim, and the Vilna Gaon Paskins like these Rishonim as well. The Bein Hashmoshos Maskel Tekef Achar Tchilas Hashkia. That in fact we don't say it begins at the Sof Shkia, at the last 13.5 minutes of our 72-minute transition period from sun setting until Tzeitzik Kochavim, but it's at the very beginning. Once the sun sets, that's when the Bein HaShmashos starts. Haynu Mishor Shacham Niskasim Einenu. As soon as the sun goes below the horizon, so now it is the start of the twilight period of time. The Nimshach Zmano Kidei Shloshes Rivei Mil, and from that point of sunset for the next approximately 13.5 minutes to 18 minutes, that is the Bein HaShmashos, the amount of time it takes to walk 3/4 mil. The Achakach B'somuchlo Yotzin HaShlosha Kochav Beinonim. And at the end of that period of time, the end of that 3/4 mil walk, so then the medium-sized stars come out, V'hu Laila Min HaTorah L'chol Dover, and it is Vaday Laila, according to the sheet of the Gra and these other Gaonim and Rishonim, it is nighttime, L'chol Dover, for all dinim. Therefore, Lefize, Yeshli Zarmao, therefore one should be very, very careful, even if you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, Shalo Lasos Malocha, Acha Shacham and Iskasim Einenu. One should not do any Malocha, even if you're not accepting upon yourself fully Shabbos at that point in time, you're holding the Rabbeinu Tam, you're still going to daven Mincha. However, one should not do any Malocha after the sun has set, Vafilu Malachas Mitzvah, and even if you're doing Malocha for a purpose of a Mitzvah, for example, you don't have Lachas and Eros for the Shabbos, you're lighting candles for the Shabbos Suda. One should be very careful to make sure that it's completed lighting the candles before the sun has set. Because the la'achar kein hu b'chlal bein hashmashos, because according to the Gra and many Gaonim and Rishonim, it is definitely now bein hashmashos, which is a sofek, is it Shabbos, and therefore any lighting of material is a sofek, is a deraisa. And certainly beyond that 13.5 minutes, beyond that 3/4 mil walk, it's vadai deraisa laila, according to these v'aylel b'sif katan vav, as we've already explained. Dishu foot number 25 brings down from Chazonish, Shetzarech Adam Lisrago Lahach Megam B'Mokum Mitzvah. A person should not take advantage The Rabbeinu Tam Shita Lekula, even for Dvar Mitzvah, but should rely upon the Chumrah of the Gra starting Shabbos early. Ki Matzi Ma'od, because it's very likely, Shebishul Mitzvah, because the person's trying to do a Mitzvah, Machnis Odom Esatzma Lesofik Aveira, he's going to end up doing Rachmona Litzlana and Aveira. Shechol Sheshochel Ligmarsim Mitzvah Kodem Shabbos. He says, I had plenty of time. Everybody always has plenty of time before Shabbos. Va'emesi, but the truth is, Sherei Lifrosh Afmoch Mitzvah. Therefore, one should definitely separate even from doing a mitzvah after the sun has set. Kivan Shetov Shiyeh Michshol Bebitla Mitzvah. It would be preferable to not do the mitzvah. Mishayeh Michshol Bechil Shabbos. The Chas V'Shalom end up being over on Issa D'Oraisa on Shabbos. Tishvah number 26 brings down the low cost of Shiyachdim Kod the Mashkiah. You don't have to stop before the Shkiah. And this is according to the Rashita of the Rabbeinu Tam. You don't have to worry here about Tosefes Shabbos, even if you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, but you're going L'chumra like the Gra. According to the Gra and the Gaon, you have to have Tosefes Shabbos before that. But if you're holding like the Rabbeinu Tam, then you're not going to be choshish for that, but you have to make sure you don't do actual Malacha once the sun is set. And therefore, for those people that hold Rabbeinu Tam, the Chazon Ish says you can light up until the Shkia. Those that hold like the Gra should really light well before the Shkia. But certainly you can light up till the Shkia, but not 1 second beyond it. Now back to the Mishnah Berurah. He says, "L'chatchila ein lahamtin ad hareg achron." Therefore, the best eitz is don't wait till the last moment. Don't wait till a minute before the shkia to light the candles. Rak yaktim hadlokosum mishor shashemesh berosh ha'ilonos. You should light the Shabbos candles when the sun is in the treetops. It's beginning to set. Kidalakaman, as we'll explain. And if a person is machmer on himself and he separates himself from doing melacha half an hour before the shkia, or at least I'll call him shlish shah kodem shkia, 20 minutes before the shkia, ashri lo, praiseworthy is such a person. Do yotze bazeh yidei shitas kol rishonim. Because by stopping melacha 20 minutes before, you really yotze every shita, even the Urayim shita, and if you hold the 24 minutes to walk a mil, so it's 18 minutes of Ben Hashmashos before the Shkia, and then you still have 2 minutes of Tosefes Shabbos, even according to the Urayim. That is the optimal way. Dishah foot number 27 brings down the minhag of the Chazon Ish, was he told the Bnei Beiso, Lahadlik Asaneros, Chatzi Shah Kod Mashkia, light a half an hour before, and this is the opinion of the Stipler, his brother-in-law as well. Many women have the custom they light candles 20 minutes before the Shkia. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal Igros Moshe, writes, it's not because of the Shita of the Urayim. As I've already pointed out, it does fulfill the Shita of the Urayim, but it's really just L'Tosefes Shabbos. Not specifically because of the Urayim, but as definitely to have a significant amount of Tosefes Shabbos. The Afwa Anoshim, Shein Madlikim Neros. And he says, the proof of this is that men who don't light candles should also, over here, stop doing Melacha at the same time. And certainly somebody who's machmer in this fashion, about such a person, there'll be bracha. He says, the minhag Yerushalayim is to light candles 40 minutes before the Shkia. So this is the opinion of Shlomo Zalman, who says, she'ein zeh machmer shita shireim. It's also not because of the Urayim shita. Because then the man would also be machmer. But he says, the reason is, nogu kein kidei shetia efsharus l'spala mincha betzibur v'lomar kabbalah Shabbos kod mashkia. This is to make sure that they all daven mincha well before the start of Shabbos, and therefore they can accept upon themselves Tosefes Shabbos and accept Shabbos before the Shkia in the proper way. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. He says, "L'inyan Matzi Shabbos, what's the halacha on the other end, Tosefes Shabbos?" He says, "Look in the Bir Halacha, Ayin Bir Halacha, Shabbiyana B'Shem Aposkin, we bring down over there, the Lekuliyama Asher, the Shloshes, Revi'a Mil, Mishtana, Lefi Azman, V'Amokum." He says, there, the location where you are will determine the length of time of the Bein Hashmashos on the end of Shabbos. V'lo Nemar Zeh B'Gemara, Ela Ba'ofek, Bavel ubizman nisam v'tishrei shayom avleil shavim. The only time the Gemara says that period of time at the end of Shabbos is 13.5 minutes, the Ben Hashmashos period of time there is only in the days of Nisan and Tishrei, when we are at the spring and the fall equinox, and in Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. That is the exact amount of time. Or become Mosein, however, nowadays where we live, the Chavetz Chaim in Radin, in Poland, in Ashkenazic Europe, and in the United States, Shinota Litzat Sofen Olam, we're more north than Eretz Yisrael, Misarech Harbe Yoser. The period of Ben Hashmashos is much longer than 13.5 minutes. Therefore, one has to be very careful not to do any melacha motzi Shabbos. Afshinis achers man rav achar shkia. Even though it's well past 13.5 minutes after the shkia, it's 30 minutes after the shkia. Nevertheless, we still do not do melacha atshiro shlosha kochavim kitanim until we're certain that their stars have come out by the visibility of three small stars near each other. Kidalakamim sim reich sadi gimel sif beis. As we will learn, ba'ayin shom mishnah brua bir halacha, where those halachos will be discussed in much greater detail. Suffice to say that ideally a person should be machmir not to do malacha at the start of Shabbos for an earlier period of time, and we're machmir not to begin doing malacha again until a much later time than a full 24 hours. We don't start and stop the Shabbos at the same time. We add on time at the beginning, and we add on time at the end, and we make sure that we're not in any way falling into a suffix situation where we're doing malacha on Shabbos Kodesh. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nechav Dal, he writes, Kodem Laila, Laila Nikra Minatorah L'chol Dover. Once the Bein HaShemoshes is over, it is called Vaday Laila in Halacha in regards to everything. And when is that? Mishayiro Shlosha Kochav, when you see three stars, in Ayin in the Bir Halacha, where in the Bir Halacha he writes, Mishayiru Hakimu Kochav Beinonim, it's three middle-sized stars, and Mnei Sha'ein Anu Bekiyim Bein Gdolim L'Veinonim, we're not so clear as to what are medium-sized stars and what are larger stars, and the seeing of the larger stars doesn't mean it's Vaday Laila. Therefore, we wait till we see much smaller stars. So at the end of Shabbos, we're machmir. At the beginning of Shabbos, we're also machmir because maybe those are medium-sized stars and Shabbos has already started. So again, we're machmir on both ends. That is the correct way a person should conduct himself. Finally, the Rama says, Hagah, v'imrotz l'haktim l'kabel l'lov v'shas v'plaga mincha v'eilach. If a person wishes to add on further and accept the Shabbos from plaga mincha, which we've already mentioned many times, is 1 hour and 15 minutes, shos manios, halachic hours, before the sun sets, this is perfectly permissible, as brought down by the Tur and the Ugur in the name of Tosos in Perek Tfilas HaShachar in Brachos. And he says this is also discussed. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chafei says, the Nesar Besiyas Melacha, if you accept upon yourself Shabbos from Plaga Minchan onwards, so then you're not allowed to do Melacha. Again, as we pointed out previously, you would not be over an Issa Daraisa if you did Melach at this point in time, but you have accepted upon yourself Shabbos. Avalom Kibbal Lava Shabbos Kodim Plaga Mincha, but if a person accepts upon himself before Plaga Mincha Shabbos, then that's nothing. Eng B'Kabbaloso Klum. You can't effectuate Shabbos before Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha Nikor Shah Revia Kodim Erev. As we pointed out, this is 1 hour and 15 minutes, Shos Manios, evenly divided hours, 12 hours of the day, you divide it to 12 equal parts, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. in our idealized day, so this would be 4:45 p.m. The Ayin El B'Simin Reish Lam Gimel will do Shos Manios. As I just pointed out, this means halachic hours. Dainu Bein Shayom Aruch, in days long, in the summertime or Kotzer, in the wintertime, Mischalik L'Yuz Be'chus Halachim, you divide up the daylight hours into 12 equal parts. The Chelek Revia, and 1 hour and 15 minutes, Kodem Erev Hu Plaga Mincha. Before the sun sets, that is the time of Plaga Mincha. Gam kasav nisham di ej deos bein aposki mimshor revia hazo hu kod mashkia o kod mtsetze kochavim. It's a famous machlokas between the Mogen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon, whether the day goes 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. in our idealized day is from sunrise until sunset, or does it go from olos hashachar dawn until tsetze kochavim. This is a famous machlokas. Al kein lin yoneinu, in regard to our din over here, b'dievet, im kibel al atzmo l'shem tosefes Shabbos ad shor revia shikod meshkia. If you accept it upon yourself as tosefes Shabbos up to 1 hour and 15 minutes before the shkia, yeish lahach mishalo lasos melacha. That works. That does in fact accept Shabbos for yourself, and therefore you should not do melacha if you have accepted Shabbos upon yourself in that period of time or afterwards. The issue for number 32 brings down a machlokes we'll have later on in Simin Reish Samach Zayin, as to whether you can be Yotze your Suda Shabbos at that time, and many suggest that you should try to have at least a Kizayis after it's Vaday Laila. So even if you've eaten most of your Suda before Shabbos actually starts, you accept upon yourself Shabbos early, you daven Marav early, and you had your Suda, but it hasn't yet become Vaday Laila, you should try to eat a Kizayis of Lechem at least after it's Vaday Laila. With that, we conclude today's shir.